Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Governor Scott Walker unveiled today a $100 million plan directed toward improving school safety in Wisconsin. The plan calls for the creation of the Office of School Safety under the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The plan also includes establishing a $100 million school safety grant program under the Office of School Safety. Walker has called for a special session of the legislature to pass a 7-part plan, which will require mandatory reporting for any threats of school violence and amending the bullying statute to include prompt parental notification. State Assembly Majority Leader Robin Voss says he'll schedule a 1-day special session next week, and State Senate Democratic Leader Jennifer Schilling criticized the plan and accused the governor of siding with the NRA and ignoring student concerns about guns. The annual spring fish and wildlife public hearings are set for all 72 counties in Wisconsin Monday, April 9th. Kari Lee Zimmerman is the DNR's liaison with Wisconsin Conservation Congress, who says citizens are invited to participate to provide input on possible policy or rule changes. The hearings are held the second Monday in April. Lee Zimmerman says the hearings provide a conservation sounding board.
It's an opportunity for the citizens to provide input on a wide array of natural resource areas. Typically, they include hunting, fishing, and trapping, but there are a number of other things that will also be in the spring hearing questionnaire. And it's just a good opportunity for the Department of Natural Resources and the Conservation Congress to get everybody together and get a large amount of input at one time on a wide variety of subjects. This year, there are no proposed rule changes. All the questions are advisory only, just to get sort of a feel for what people think about the ideas being discussed. And it's an opportunity for the Conservation Congress to get input on typically ideas that have come through their process and that were started as citizen resolutions.
The spring hearings cover three areas: delegate elections, wildlife and fishery ideas for potential rule changes, and proposals for future development. The meetings start at 7 p.m. on April 9th in all locations in the state. The advisory questionnaire package is on the DNR website along with the locations. And it's that time of the year to get your ice shack off Northwoods waters. DNR Conservation Warden Chris Bartelt in Lake Tomahawk says the law in Wisconsin says shacks have to be removed by the first Sunday after March 12th, which is this coming Sunday. He says a lot of the snow on the ice turns to slush and makes it more difficult to get the shacks off the water.
The biggest thing, you know, is when you're going out there onto the ice, you know, be safe. Talk to the local bait shops, talk to local sports clubs, see if they have any idea what the ice conditions are like out there. They're the folks that are going to know better than anybody else. Other thing is, when you're taking your shack off the ice, make sure you pick up all the litter and whatever else might be around your shack. You know, if you're having campfires, if you've got empty bait buckets, that kind of thing, make sure to take all that stuff off the ice when you remove the shack.
Bartelt says fines will result if the ice shacks are on the hard water after the deadline. Former Vilas County Sheriff James Willicott died March 12th in Green Bay after a short illness. He was 84 years old. Willicott was sheriff of Vilas County for 14 years before retiring in 1992. He also served on the Eagle River Police Force. Funeral services will be Friday in Green Bay. An innovative approach giving people with mental illness a place to talk with others with mental illness is having its grand opening next week. NAMI Northern Lakes opened the drop-in center last year at Trinity Lutheran Church on Stevens and Phillips Street in Rhinelander. The group is a chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Board President Mick Fiocchi says the community will provide information and a celebration.
We'll have a couple of speakers at the beginning talking about the benefits of drop-in centers and peer support for people who are dealing with mental illness, and the benefits of having a place like the Northern Lakes Center.
And he says their services are expanding.
The one thing that's really proven to be very popular, we're running NAMI peer support groups on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're going to be adding another form of peer support called Emotions Anonymous, and then probably adding more peer support groups as time goes by and as the need arises.
Grand opening is Thursday, March 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Center at Trinity Lutheran Church in Rhinelander. More information is on their website, naminorthernlakes.org, or email naminorthernlakes@yahoo.com. Tonight, clear, low around 2. Friday, sunny, high 39. Friday night, clear, low 13. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, high near 45. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.